With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Rolling right along, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
You've got Mikey B, Pete the Body across the way on the side at the controls. AB with your updates as we take you 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 Pacific. Monday through Friday right here on CBS Sports Radio, 206 on SiriusXM and the SiriusXM app. And also check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose, and download the pod each and every day, audio on demand, radio.com, iTunes, TuneIn, and make sure to give us a good old rating as well. As a lot to get into, kicking off this 7 o'clock hour around the National Football League and the proposed rule changes out there. And you know, among the possibilities being discussed, in terms of, first and foremost, let's start here. And the headline that grabbed the most attention yesterday was the Albert Breer report. Give him credit that that players, should they kneel during the national anthem, owners have discussed where said player could maybe get a fine or team get a 15-yard penalty for kneeling during the national anthem. Now, if you look at the NFL doctrine, NFL players, according to the National Football League, that players should stand for the national anthem. It is not decreed that they have to. So there's a lot to unwind, or there's a lot of layers to this story. The idea of assessing a team a 15-yard penalty if a player in protest should kneel during the national anthem, to me, is moronic.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that they would even, like, which one of these owners sat there and said we should put this on, have this even on the table? I mean, for a discussion, it's just dumb. I mean, like, why would you do that? Why would you punish a team with a 15-yard penalty because someone, it makes no sense.
Well, I agree with you, and the reason why is it's hurting business. I mean, that would be the reason that NFL owners are saying that they want to try and get behind or get away from this issue, where it basically is taking over the discourse and the conversation at times around the National Football League, Taz. That's, well, and listen, that would be the rationale for coming up with that lame-brained idea.
You turn people off. That's a boss move. That's like that people that get disgruntled at work with their bosses. Mm-hmm. That's like a boss move. You know what I mean? I understand to a degree why they would do that kind of a punishment, but the mass, the blue-collar, the mass of the NFL fan, the bulk, I would say, is a blue-collar audience. There's a white-collar, for sure, audience there, a big audience, but I'm just saying, that seems like a very bossy type thing to do that would turn people off.
I agree with you, but I'm not defending them in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not telling you that it's a good idea. I think it's moronic. It's one of the stupidest ideas I've heard in quite some time. But they're going to argue about ratings. They're going to argue about selling the NFL product. They're going to argue about it being a distraction. They're trying to rid themselves of it. But I think the idea of putting this rule in place or having this type of discussion, Taz, I think puts it more into the focus, conceivably speaking, than ever before. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, the only way, if you conceivably did do that, then the only thing that you could do, maybe you don't have the players come out for the national anthem. Well, I mean, players have not been out for the national anthem.
We've done this before. Teams have the option.
Right, yeah, teams, yeah. Right. But, I mean, there was a time where teams were not on the field during the national anthem in the National Football League. It's not been a case where you've had the large flag and both teams on standing, shoulder to shoulder on each respective sideline and having that picture before an NFL game. That is, that has not been part and parcel with the NFL over the history of the game. I mean, there have been time, a large stretch of time where teams weren't even on the field when the national anthem was played. So, I mean, maybe you keep teams in the locker room. They're not on the field during the national anthem. I don't know, except in terms of the NFL. I do know this. They can't enact this rule.
No.
This rule would make no sense.
No, this rule makes no sense. And as far as the players staying in the locker room, I personally do not have a problem with that. Even though it's been, it's production-wise, it's always been cool to see the faces of some of the players and coaches, and that sense of urgency, that angst while this amazing song is being played, the Star Spangled Banner, and you're showing respect to our great country, and you see the face of these guys. That would be missed. I tell you real quick, like what I think you do, okay, with this, you don't throw out some, hey, let's penalize the team if anyone takes a knee, and don't demand that you have to come out of the locker room. Don't put demands. This could be handled very simply, production wise, with TV cameras. You don't have to shoot the teams, okay, while national anthem's happening, or if someone's taking a knee, don't shoot them. Don't have the play-by-play or the color commentator talk about it. If you want to shoot a player that's on a knee because he's a top player, just shoot his face. Shoot him as we call tight. Just shoot his face so you see the emotion. Just ignore it, and yeah, it'll go away.
Right. I don't know if it's that easy, though, Taz, because you go on social media and you get reports from every game about who was kneeling, who was protesting during the course of the national anthem, from those that are covering the game that are not on TV.
TV's still king, my friend.
I'm not denying the visual of it, the visual aspect of it, but you don't need to see the visual to know who was protesting in any given week.
Well, not everyone is on social media during games. There's a lot, especially on Sunday, there's a lot of people that stay off Twitter. And there's a lot of people on Twitter. I know that.
Sure.
I like to tweet during games myself, but there are a lot of people that are not. They want to just enjoy the game. And that's what a lot of people, that's the big thing with this. Like, even if you're patriotic and you love our country, which you should, in my opinion, you know, the thing is, you just want to enjoy football. I mean, that's really it. You don't, you know, I when I watch a game, like, I just want to watch the strategy of the game, entertainment of the game. You know
I mean? Don't disagree with you, but I mean, I would probably venture, instead of putting, and you know, they've talked about allowing each team to implement its own policy, clear the field of all personnel while the anthem is played, instruct players who don't want to stand to remain in the locker room while the anthem is played, impose penalties on teams and players who do not stand, including a 15-yard penalty and or fines, add contract language that requires players to stand, leave the current play policy in place. The problem you have is Taz, is, you know, the NBA, this is not an issue. You know, there's no issue really in the National Hockey League. We've seen, and when I mean by an issue, I mean by a distraction where it's maybe hurt business to an extent. Major League Baseball, from an owner's perspective, Major League Baseball, you've seen a couple players protest. But then just as quickly as they protested, the protest came to an end. For the National Football League, it's been more of a constant and consistent drumbeat and theme.
Well,
and I would argue, I'd venture a case of, I mean, just let the players do what the players want to do. I mean, on the sideline during the national anthem, more so than, I mean, imagine coming out with a rule where, you know, think about one of the owners, and we've seen owners come out saying, we're going to require all of our players to stand during the national anthem. Well, but you know, if it's not in the contractual language,
you can't demand
anything. I mean, you can't do that. You can't say that unless it comes part and parcel with a future NFL contracts to where there can no longer be protests, Taz. But you can't all of a sudden decree that every player is going to stand.
No.
Nor, and it's also going to look very, very strange, as the NFL likes to wrap itself in the American flag and be very, very patriotic. Then all of a sudden now you're going to go to when the national anthem is being played,
right,
to nobody being on the field.
Yeah.
That's a strange, strange look from what my days of watching the NFL where guys have been on the field.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying. And look, that's why I brought up TV, and I'll get to my next point. You mentioned baseball. Like, yeah, you get a couple of guys protest here and there. It was not a big deal. I think the difference with that is that there's just so many baseball games, so many NBA games, you know, so many baseball games that Look, the NFL is a weekly event where baseball, even the NBA, is not. It's almost a daily event. So the NFL is a weekly event. Sundays. Let's just encompass it in Sundays.
Right.
So all the attention, and people talk about it all week. Guys like us talk about it all week. I can tell you this. All my years in WWE, we put on big events every week. Big TV events. TV events, right? And the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, was performed live every single Raw and SmackDown when I was there.
Right.
Okay? And you never saw it on TV. Now, there's something else that happened. It was sung by someone that was a ring announcer for the company named Lillian Garcia. She does an amazing rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. It's unbelievable. She's done it at Jet Games. I've been to Jet Games when she was there singing it. She's amazing at it. She's amazing. She's a great singer, but great at the Star Spangled Banner, but I digress. Vince McMahon, WWE, ultra patriotic. One of the most proudest Americans you're going to meet is Vince. And our roster, when I was there, we stayed in the locker room. It was never even, we never went really out to, you know what I mean? Like, unless it was a big, if it was maybe July 4th or something like a big American holiday, then we would. Otherwise, my point is, we stayed in the locker room. But it wasn't televised. Now, some would say, well, that's not a sport. And Amy Lawrence, who's on before us here on CBS Sports Radio, she referenced WWE as a Broadway play, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It's a Broadway, well, I'm not gonna, that's a whole nother topic. So it's sports entertainment. It's a sporting event. It's an entertainment event. It's a weekly live TV event, just like the NFL is a big weekly live event. Hence why they just got a $1 billion contract from Fox, right? And they're going to get more billions from the USA Network for Raw. But that's a different story. My point, Moose, is that this is a live event on TV, and we were in a locker room.
Right.
And that Star Spangled Banner was not televised.
Not televised.
That's the other thing.
Right. But the NFL has embraced televising it.
Okay. Well,
now to do the reversal, it doesn't even draw more attention to it initially. The fact that the NFL, which, and you're right about Vince McMahon being patriotic, you would know better than anybody else. That's the way that he chose to run the WWE. He's the owner. He's the boss.
Right.
He makes the final decisions. The NFL is not a one-man band either. You look at all the owners that are playing a role, the rule change, everything that comes to place. Taz, but they've embraced showing the national anthem. Like you mentioned, the fact that you enjoy watching or when they scan the sideline, seeing the different ranges of emotion from guys when they're listening to the national anthem. They've embraced it. You know, to the point where people bet on the length of the national anthem before the start of the Super Bowl.
Right.
I mean, the idea now is to go back and do a reversal to where you're no longer televising it. That would also come across as, to me, an overreaction. Taz, I got to be honest with you. The NFL, with the way that the style and fashion which they handle it, draws even more and more attention to everything that's transpired.
Yeah. How long, how many years, two, three, that Colin Kaepernick took the knee? The first time? How long ago was that? Is anybody, I don't remember the exact.
Well, was out of football last year, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. I'm trying to remember now. Like, let's just say hypothetically 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I can't even recall the national anthem being played before games that I'm watching except the Super Bowl. Like, I didn't even pay attention for the most part. You know what I mean? Was it every game? Like,
yeah, the national anthems, yeah.
No, I know it happens every game, but is it televised for every game?
Oh, not every game.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Not every single
But now,
game.
As you know, right, when you watch football last year, you watch all the pregames on whomever, CBS or Fox or whatever, ESPN, they're doing Around the Horn Jones, where they're going to all the different stadiums during the national anthem. All right, let's see what's going on in Detroit. Oh, Joe Burrow took a knee. Oh, let's go out to Cincinnati. Oh, Jimmy Crack Corn, he took a knee. Oh, look at that. You know what I mean? So it's like they went around the horn to show you who didn't. That's called, sensationalizing it, right?
Or giving everybody the information they want.
Okay, that's one way to put it.
I mean, is it not just? I mean, it was a huge talking point. There was a huge conversation. I look at sensational. I mean, the way I view something being sensationalized is you're making something kind of out of nothing. The way I look at it. I mean, I do think the idea and the fact that Kaepernick was not in the league, I also think did not help matters for the National Football League.
Well, he should be in the league now, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with that in any way, shape, or form. I do think people overrate him as a player. I do think people think that he was this unbelievable. I think there was a stretch where he was unbelievable for the 49ers, but that's neither here nor there. Does he deserve? Should he be in the NFL? He should be. Just like just like Reed, the safety, should be in the National. There's a place there should be. He's good enough to be a back at the very least a backup quarterback in the NFL. If Brock Osweiler's in the NFL, Colin Kaepernick should be in the NFL. Taz, I don't see where there's going to be this easy resolution for the NFL, and unfortunately for them, they've enabled. And they have not handled this well to where it has engulfed the league at times. It has taken over the discourse and the conversation, and it has consumed the league. That's the problem you have. I mean, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, said it best when the protests were going on. And there were initially some in the NBA, right? There were a couple here or there. You know, he said, we require players, people have the right to protest. We want people to stand for the national anthem, right? But here's the one thing. If someone did protest, it was not all of a sudden red flags, flares, this and that, everything going on. From the NFL perspective, you've had these owners come out, whether it be Jerry Jones, make these stupid, asinine statements about the national anthem requiring players to where they've only added fuel to the fire. And then to have this report come out, to actually have someone stand up and say, you know what? If someone kneels during the national anthem, we should assess a 15-yard penalty. And to have that actually be discussed,
it's bad. It's
terrible.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why that happens. And I'm gonna stereotype a group of people. And I hate to do it, but I got to be honest. You know, what are the NFL owners? I mean, they're ultra-successful billionaires for the most part. These are ultra-successful,
alpha males.
Wealthy alpha males, right? And very, 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 very rich people.
Yes.
And I've been around people like this, Vince McMahon, one of them.
Yep.
And I could tell you that, and I'm not saying Vince would agree with this, but don't take that the wrong way. What I'm saying about people that are that successful, for the most part, again, I'm stereotyping, they are not used to being told or shown or anything what to do. They are in control. They are complete control. They micromanage. They're the bosses. They get what they want because they have power. So when you have that kind of power, you then can say you're punished if you don't do what you're supposed to do, and that's stand and show respect for our country. You will now be punished. Can't do that.
You
just can't do that, no matter how much money you have.
Well, but and you brought up the Vince McMahon example. He has the power. He's the owner.
Yes.
Right?
He's the boss.
And
yes.
He's the boss. Yes. And what he says goes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I know.
And let me ask you this. If a wrestler at that time, if they had shown the national anthem, and a wrestler decided at that stage that they were going to protest, and Vince McMahon had gotten word and said, no, you can't protest. You know, you're not going to do this. And a wrestler decided to protest. Vince McMahon is basically the law of the WWE.
Are you asking what he would do?
Yes.
He wouldn't do what you think. He wouldn't fire the guy. He wouldn't release the guy. He would go behind closed doors and talk to the guy or girl and say, why are you doing this? And the person would say their reasons. And he would say, okay, I respect that. I don't agree with it. I don't like that you're doing it, and I can't have it on my programming. So if we're going to do National Anthem, I prefer you stay in the locker room.
Well, but – and the guy would stay in the locker room.
I can't answer for that, but I would think so. My point is Vince is as – he's very – as patriotic as he is and power-monger he is and all that, he also believes in your rights.
Well,
He's a fair guy in that regard.
No, and that's fair. My point being, though, is that he's not going to show you. Right?
He's probably not going to show you. And if he does, he's not going to show you. That's not happening.
He has some control there.
He has all control.
Right?
There,
the visual
with
optics.
Right.
You look at the NFL, they don't. Right? The owners don't. They can't control. Unless you take the players off of the field, right? Even if the cameras for Fox and CBS, ESPN, they don't show the national anthem, There are going to be people there that are going to be reporting on it time in and time again. And that's where the NFL and that's where the owners have a hard time understanding. They can't control an uncontrollable.
Well,
you can't put a penalty. You can't throw a penalty on people for it's their right to be able to kneel during the national.
But there is some control over the production. There is some control, you know what I mean, over the TV cameras and what they shoot.
You're right.
So that's the thing. You can't fault networks because they just want numbers, and the NFL wants numbers. Okay, meaning ratings. They want ratings, so you can't fault that. But there is control there, and reporters can report on whatever they want to report. But if there's nothing to see, meaning on TV, then there's nothing to report. Now, social media, to your point, yes, there could be someone, maybe a reporter for whoever, CBS, Sports.
Well, right, or someone who's at the game. Right. I mean, if you're in the game and you're sitting up in the press level and the national anthem's being played and the players are on the field, you'll be able to figure out with a set of binoculars who's kneeling, who's standing.
No, I know that, but you could say it all you want. You could see it all you want.
But you won't have the visual.
Right, the masses don't have it. You can report it. Okay, great.
Sure.
So you can report it, but the masses don't see it. That's fair.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Want to hear from you. What was your reaction when the report came out yesterday, Albert Breer report? About the NFL owners thinking about giving a 15-yard penalty, on a player or team. Should somebody kneel during the national anthem? I want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. The PGA Tour's top golfers, including John Rahm, Webb Simpson, Ricky Fowler, and Jordan Spieth, taking on the Colonial Country Club at the Fort Worth Invitational this weekend, only on CBS. AB is in the house. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thank you for asking.
Uncle Taz?
It's good, buddy. Good, AB.
You guys, you bust Mikey's chops about doing a NBA podcast, which he's working on, right? Yeah. You and AB should do a lacrosse podcast.
I know.
I
have a plethora.
Did you talk to Jimmy Two Shoes? Oh yeah, this is guy. Oh, look at this. I was talking.
Well,
about
it's not organized crime.
I mean, listen.
The lacrosse club game, right?
The lacrosse cartel.
Right. After about 30 seconds, I start to zone out. Then I hear.
Oh, but please tell me about Justify one more time.
I haven't talked horse racing during the course of the break.
Oh my God.
I'm not doing that. But every time AB comes in early for his update. At least three times a show, you guys are talking lacrosse.
Well, because AB, for those that don't know, he calls high school lacrosse games.
Yes, he does.
On a New York local area gimmick schnibbets.
That's right.
And so you know, my son plays Division I lacrosse, and at times he will run into some people
you guys
that
bond.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
He bond over lags.
You know some people.
Right, to the point where AB was like, oh, this past weekend I wanted to maybe go out to Hofstra and watch the quarterfinals.
Yeah. The big games.
Don't you have a family?
Oh,
it's a fair question, Moose. Now,
weekend. Don't you want to spend time with your kids?
I do, and I did not go partially because we're supposed to have multiple T-ball games on Saturday.
T-ball,
but that got rained out, so I could have gone, but then it was a mess at Hofstra on Saturday in the rain. So I dodged weather all across the board
but,
on Saturday.
If you take the weather out of the equation. You had, if it was a nice, beautiful day, you had multiple T-ball games. You're not going to blow off your kids' T-ball
games. No, I wasn't. I was going
to go to lacrosse.
That's why I did not have a credential or a ticket for Saturday.
Then we get back.
I could have helped you out with that, by the way.
Well, we get to the brass tacks of it. You really were never going to Hofstra.
That's not true. If I didn't have T-ball games, I absolutely would have been there.
No, but okay. But you did. And weather played a factor to cancel the T-ball game. So it was really a passing thought. So I could say, you know, all right, yeah, I would conceivably speaking, you know, I might go to the Yankee game this weekend if my son doesn't have baseball or hockey. I'd be like, well, your son does. That's right. So I won't be going to the game. But conceivably speaking, if he didn't, then I would go. So
if you want to go deep in this, I can show you the emails with the beginning of me applying for a credential through Hofstra and the NCAA.
But
because
you didn't have to do that. Well, just cracking open beers.
I mean, I didn't have to, but I also didn't want to pay for a ticket or impose on anybody to give me a ticket. And then with a credential, I could be inside.
How old are your kids, AB?
7 and 4.
I mean, don't they want daddy to be home on the weekend?
They probably do.
They do, but I also am home every afternoon with them. I see them every single day. I could have snuck away for two lacrosse games on a Saturday.
Two lacrosse games?
Yeah.
Because they hold two games.
High-end quarterfinals.
You're going to go for the doubleheader?
Of course.
What is that, a four-hour commitment?
Maybe five.
Probably five.
You'd be gone for 5 hours on a Saturday?
Moose, right. People are allowed to leave the house. Their wives don't.
I know.
What's going on at home with you, Moose?
That's right, and some of us don't have four jobs during Monday through Friday. They're never home, so I see my kids every day after 3 o'clock.
Money makes the world go round.
I know. Right? I'm just saying. I see my kids other times. It doesn't have to be on Saturdays only.
That's a good point. That's a fair point.
Cuts like a knife.
Right.
I was at the local high school carnival with my kids yesterday.
Oh, lucky.
So I can have a Saturday to myself every once in a blue moon.
Very nice. Well, there you go. Well, but
do you know where the national Natty Championship is, Moose, for lacrosse?
Baltimore.
Close.
That's not really close. It's Foxborough, where the Patriots play. A little building.
Your Patriots.
Yeah, where your Patriots play. That's where.
I look forward to it.
It's coming weekend.
When is it? This weekend?
Yeah, they got it. They're doing, what are they doing? The
little Saturday, Monday Jones double dip.
Yeah, they got D1, D2, and D3 plays.
I'll be locked in.
Yeah, well, no, it'll be good. I mean, I'm probably not going to watch because my son's team got eliminated his school, so I'm out. So I don't really care.
Oh, you'll be watching. That's not true.
I might. Yeah. But we're working Memorial Day here.
We will be.
We'll be doing a show live Jones.
We will not be talking lacrosse.
I guess not. Now that I guess you're the boss.
Oh, there it goes.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
I'm the boss.
Here's AB.
Remember.
Good morning, Andrew.
Here's your report, which is brought to you by Kidde. How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives. They lost game 3 by 41 points. They won game 4 by 3. James Harden had 30 last night in Oakland.
I mean, that third game was just one loss. You know, we all know what that is. And we had the mentality that we were going to win game 4. You know, we talked about it. We preached it. And, you know, we came out there and didn't stop.
And my mic's on. 3-2-1. But the Warriors did lead by 12 with 10:45 left in the fourth last night, but then only scored 10 points the rest of the way. Houston scored 15 to win 95-92, leveling the series at 2. Steve Kerr said his Warriors ran out of gas in that final period. Do not say that to Steph Curry.
Like the fight that we showed, and you know, fatigue is not an excuse for either side, so that'll never creep in your mind.
Curry scored 17 in the third, but then went 1-for-8 in the fourth. The series returning to Houston, game 5 tomorrow night. The Celtics and Cavaliers already back in Boston. They're 2-2 as well. Game 5, 8:30 Eastern this evening. Rookie of the Year finalists Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, and Jason Tatum headline the all-rookie team. Laker Kyle Kuzma, Bull Lowry Markkanen complete the first team. Lonzo Ball made the second group. NFL players can no longer lower their heads to initiate contact with an opponent with their helmet. The worst such hits can get a player ejected. The Jets shipped failed second-round pick QB Christian Hackenberg to the Raiders yesterday for a conditional seventh rounder, and Chargers tight end Hunter Henry suffered a non-contact torn ACL during yesterday's OTA. The Capitals and Lightning play Game 7 tonight in Tampa Bay. Washington has already won there twice in this series. Tonight's winner faces the Golden Knights Monday to start the Stanley Cup Final. Houston Astros righty Gerrit Cole is married to Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford's sister Amy. Crawford took Cole deep last night. Cole sent his brother-in-law a post-game gift.
I signed the pair of cleats that I pitched tonight, and I wrote, Kuiper's call out of here on the one, and then Johnny Miller's adios pelota on the other one, and I sent it over. So, you know, I try to have a little fun with
those are the Giant announcers. Cole, most importantly, got the win last night. His Astros 11, Crawford's Giants 2. The Red Sox topped the Rays 4-2. The Yankees losing in Texas 6-4. The Jays snapped the four-game skid 5-3 over the Angels. Kansas City a 5-1 win in St. Louis. The Braves a 3-1 win in Philadelphia. And Cleveland a 10-1 win at Wrigley. Guys?
You got it, AB. Safe travels up to Foxborough this weekend. 855-212-4CBS.
I'm actually going to Stony Brook for the women's Final Four, but thanks for thinking of me.
AB, we'll see you later.
Yeah, goodbye.
You're overstaying your welcome, baby.
Yeah. Get lost. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, JJ in Pennsylvania, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say, JJ?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
What's going
good,
on, man?
Good, JJ.
What's
up, how buddy? You doing, bro?
I just got home from work.
All right, my man.
There you go. All wind down a little bit.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
My personal opinion about supposedly they're making a rule about the kneeling,
right.
Sitting up, I think that's bogus.
Right.
In my opinion, that defeats the purpose of land of the free, you know.
Yep.
But, and then my personal opinion is maybe what they could do to deter from all this, you know, chaos. Not really chaos, but you know what I mean. Like,
yeah. Yeah, the distraction and all of the topic. Yeah. It's just nonstop, yeah.
Right. My personal opinion is sort of like what you said about the whole locker room thing. Maybe like in the tunnel, maybe have like a curtain right in front or something and have the players stand there where there's no cameras, no nothing. And then as soon as the Star Spangled Banner is over, you know, they all run out. You know what I mean? That way they're nobody can see what's going on in there, no nothing. And that way, you know, it just, you know.
Right.
The whole situation depletes.
Yeah, well, you could, to your point, almost like, we appreciate you calling, JJ, you could do a deal where, I mean, it's just off of JJ's idea, Moose, where you know, you play the Star Spangled Banner, if you're going to play it on television, and hypothetically the players are not on the field, so JJ's saying put like a black curtain, maybe you go a little further, let's say, whatever, it's the, you know, it's the you know, the Buffalo Bills, and you have like a giant Buffalo run out, whatever, and they have the Bills behind them with the Bills flag and American flag. Yeah, just like almost like you distract right after the anthem, boom, or whatever. The Detroit Lions come out with 10 lions. That would be a little dangerous, but like real lions. So imagine real lions running on the field.
No,
like
I can't.
That would not be good.
No, that would not. That would not be a good situation.
You could deploy it though, and put a mouthpiece in, and I'd wrestle it. But I digress.
Yeah, I don't know if that necessarily solves the issue from an NFL perspective, the way that they look at it, because If a player wants to bring awareness, they're going to find a way to do it. So, I mean, that's the...
I agree with that, but you can't do it on someone else's platform, meaning the TV network or... Not TV network, the team. These teams are privately owned, right? So
they
so,
are, but there's no rule in place forbidding them to do it.
I agree, and there's no rule that the TV network, NFL, or said team has to air it on television.
No, but yeah, but the NFL network. But if you look at say Fox or CBS, if they just avoid showing it altogether,
right,
that's going to tick off a percentage of their audience.
Maybe not. The bulk of their audience wants to do what? Watch football.
No, I understand it. I get it, and I'm there to watch football as well. I'm not denying that. But they're also, you're trying to bury something that has drawn a tremendous amount of attention for now 24 months.
I don't know. I think burial is a negative adjective. I don't think you're trying to bury it. I just think it's like this is. I think Colin Kaepernick.
I think what he did.
He did what he needed to do, and he did a great job at it. He brought awareness. No matter who, if anyone kneels or don't kneel, the awareness is there, what he was trying to do. So no matter if whatever they do, no matter if there's a rule, no rule, 15-yard penalty, no 15-yard penalty, if they shoot it on TV or don't shoot it on TV, did this guy bring awareness or not?
No, he did.
So he did his job.
But
he did what he wanted to do.
Right, he did what he wanted to do, but the work continues. The work is not done.
Oh, I hear you. I'm not knocking that work. I'm not going to get into my political views on it.
But that's the argument that's going to be said. Well, okay, yeah, the argument is going to be, well, it needs to continue because we need to continue to bring awareness to people that maybe weren't paying attention for the last 2 years. That we're saying, well, why is that person kneeling during the national anthem? Why are they protesting during the national anthem? That's the argument that would say for. I don't disagree with the point that you're making, Taz, that this is not a political where you fall in terms of that. It's a case of Colin Kaepernick certainly has got many accolades and deservedly so for the awareness that he brought to the issues
Absolutely.
That he was talking about. But the argument is going to say, well, you did it for it, it doesn't mean that now all of a sudden that awareness should stop.
Yeah, but you can't make everybody happy though. You can't make everybody happy.
You're never going to make everybody happy.
So that's it. So at the end of the day, right? It's the National Football League. They put a product. They have to put a product on the field, and the teams have put a product on the field of the best football players they could sign to their roster to go and play a sport called football. That's what it's about. It's not CNN. It's not civil rights. It's not Fox News. It's football. And I think that that's what the bulk of the people are there to watch, football.
Right. I get it, but the NFL athlete is going to say, I have a platform as well.
Well, you have your social media platform. Do it on your own.
Well, but there's nothing in the NFL bylaws that prevent me from protesting during the course of a game.
Well,
there's nothing that prevents me. It says you should. It doesn't demand you to stand during the national anthem.
And I get you. And I hear you. I know that. And that's fine. You just, I say, if you're going to stay focused on the task at hand to TV-wise produce a football game, then worry about showing plays, showing the huddle, showing the sidelines, showing players talk. That's what I'm saying. It's football. So people could protest all they want. You're right. There's no law to stop them, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, you're getting paid to play football.
You are, and those guys are still laying it on the line every single week.
Oh, yeah,
week.
I'm not doubting
they,
that.
They are still doing that. They're not pulling any punches. They're still putting their bodies on the line. Oh, well and good. Taz, I'll put, and I've made this argument before, it's a case of people have a right to do whatever they want to do for the most part in our country.
Right, right, right.
You know, that comes along with it. Does not mean that there are not repercussions for that behavior or those actions. Does not mean that, you know, you go into your workforce and wherever your place of business and you decide to, you know, you have your right to tell your boss off, but that boss doesn't mean that you're all of a sudden going to have a job the next day,
correct.
Right? So,
correct.
I mean, there's certain things that you need to do. I would say this, Taz, I think the NFL has been their own worst enemy. And what I mean by that in terms of this issue where I've mentioned the owners spouting off, I've mentioned in terms of Roger Goodell, once again, mishandling this situation. Taz, I think if they just accepted it, let it play its course, you know, don't bring all the negative attention to it that they did in some of the statements that were made, some of the owners coming out making the statements, I don't think we'd be sitting here having this discourse, this conversation, where owners are thinking about throwing a 15-yard penalty for a guy kneeling during the national
anthem. Oh, the penalty is ridiculous. The penny is, it's horrible. It really is. Hey, Tom in Seattle, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Tom?
First off, yeah, the rule, they can't do that. That's impossible. It totally messes up the game. And for having something that hasn't even affected the play of the game,
yeah,
and then get penalized for it, when is it going to be assessed? Is it assessed on the kickoff? Do they get to choose when they're going to?
I think that's what it would probably be on a kickoff, a 50-yard penalty against you on a kickoff.
Who knows? Right. I think the reason why this thing keeps coming up is the league is actually trying to do a balancing act with their sponsors, and the U.S. military is one of their sponsors.
Right.
The Department of Defense has a funnel, or they have funding that they pump into the league to be associated with the league. So they're trying to save face with the league and also save face with the players. And I think, like you said, you know, Goodell, he's not doing a very good job at handling hardly anything when it comes his way. So he's doing the best he can, and the overexposure it's killing the meaning behind everything. So
yeah,
I'll sit back and listen to what you guys have to say. I mean, I wish the league luck. I hope they don't change that.
I mean,
we thank you, Tom. You're right about the balancing.
Thanks,
Tom. Yeah,
good point. Goodell is a mastermind at making money, Taz. Mm. He is a dumpster fire in terms of PR.
He is so rich. Oh, my God.
He is. But the public relations stuff for him, he is a nightmare. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. More of your calls and a media beef on Twitter. We get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
.com/855-212-4CBS, your number to call. Let's head back to the busy fall. And certainly the national anthem, the 15-yard reported 15-yard penalty from a player team for kneeling during the national anthem. Absolutely, I mean, stupid, horrific, moronic.
Yeah, not a
Getting your reaction on the busy phones at 855-212-4227.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, James, in Richmond, California, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say, James?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, man?
You know, with this going on, I just feel like when I'm at home, I'm watching the game, and the national anthem comes on, I don't stand off my, you know, get off my couch. I sit down, I enjoy my beer, I enjoy my food. Am I any less patriotic than these guys that, you know, are doing what they do on the sidelines?
Yeah, but you're not a public figure. You're not in front of a stadium with James, with like, you know, 70,000, 60,000 people on TV with a camera in your face wearing a jersey. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit different, I think, you know. But I mean,
I would not view you as being unpatriotic.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Or disrespectful.
I wouldn't either.
You're sitting on the couch as the national anthem's being
played. But I do the same thing when I'm home as you, James. So I get your point.
I mean, I think if you're sitting, I think if you're at the stadium, and I've been there before, and listen, when I used to go to Giant games growing up in the tri-state area, and the national anthem was being played. There were guys that if you had your hat on,
oh my God,
they'd basically give you a smack in the back of the head to take your hat off.
I still, when I go like to my son's games, they play the national anthem. It's a college game, and if someone doesn't have a hat, if someone doesn't take their hat off, that makes me crazy.
Yeah,
like that makes me crazy.
And listen, or someone would yell at you at games.
James, you take your hat off at games?
Oh, I do, man. I do. While I'm there. But I tell you what, at home, hey, you know what? I'm in the comfort of my own home.
Keep your hat on, drink a beer.
I mean, if you're sitting at home, you're sitting at home.
Yeah.
I mean,
different story.
Yeah, it's a different story. But at the games, yeah. Especially
take your hat off, Moose.
I take my hat off. It wasn't me.
You don't wear a hat to the game. You got the fancy hat.
I don't, because I don't want to have a hairline like you.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. That was a nice shot. Dave in Pennsylvania, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What do you say there, Dave?
Long time, love your show.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
Five months strong.
I totally agree with you guys.
Yes?
Totally agree with you guys. With the 15-yard penalty, that's just ridiculous. That's just stupid.
It's horrible.
But the thing that you guys kind of stole some of my thunder, but the thing that I wanted to bring across is this is their employment, and they're protesting during their employment. If their bosses don't want them to do that, they shouldn't be doing that, and the bosses should take care of it by doing some sort of amendment to their rules and regs to put it in where they can't kneel. Now, me as a consumer, watching the NFL, and I pay for the NFL Network, or I go to a stadium to watch the game.
Right.
I don't want to see that, so I stop watching. When they stop, I'll go back, because I love football.
Right.
But I will not watch until this stuff is stopped. I'm a very patriotic person. I was a civil servant for years. I always respected the flag. I respect our military.
Wait, Dave, let me interrupt you. So, wait, Dave, so I understand what you just said.
You have not watched football in 2 years.
You have not watched football in the NFL?
That's correct.
Wow. In 2 years.
Wow.
In 2 years. Now,
you did not watch the Super Bowl.
Well, I respect your patriotism. I really do. That's heavy, man.
No, actually, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, and, I'm going to throw something out there. I'm a longtime Jet fan, so there's another reason why I don't watch the Super Bowl. So,
oh, there you go.
Yeah. But the main thing is that, you know, like I said, I'm a very patriotic person. I believe in it. I lost a few friends in the military. I'm actually a retired law enforcement, and like I said, the flag and honoring our country is very important to me.
Well, I agree.
And also, watching football as a consumer, I love the game. I love the sport. I played it for years.
Right.
But I can't. I just can't do it. I can't sit there and watch.
Well, give you Dave. We certainly appreciate your call.
Thanks, Dave.
Taz,
he's a very patriotic man. I mean,
has not watched football in 2 years because of the protests.
Well, he respects our flag immensely.
That's the owner's nightmare right there.
That's right. A guy like that who's a football fan and won't watch, you're right. That is.
More of your calls. Media beef on Twitter. Western Conference Finals, NBA, next. Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.